From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The dulcimer, known by many different names around the globe, is a fretted string instrument of the zither family, typically invested with three or four strings with origins in the Appalachian region of the U.S. However, its history harkens back to other mountainous regions of the world, including Europe, where its structure and character give it a distinctive quality, known in contrast to its stringed version as a hammered dulcimer. Variations of the hammered dulcimer are used throughout the world. In Eastern Europe, for example, a larger descendant of the hammered dulcimer, unique to Hungary called the cymbalome, not only exists but has also been employed by a number of classical composers, including Zoltán Kodály, Igor Stravinsky, and Pierre Boulez. Extensively used during the Middle Ages in England, France, Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, and in Spain, with a distinctive name in each country, the hammered dulcimer was played by draping the instrument over one shoulder, while simultaneously striking the strings with one hand, along with playing and negotiating the fingering of a windblown pipe with the other hand. For generations, the hammered dulcimer was regarded as a type of psalter, a box-like stringed instrument made of wood. In contrast, the hammered dulcimer, thriving in more than 20 countries, is called a keem in Thailand and Cambodia, a santur in Turkey, and a psalter reel in Italy and Portugal. Additional versions of the instrument still flourish in many other countries, including Iran, Iraq, and India. The playing and study of the hammered dulcimer would eventually pave the way for the study and invention of the pianoforte, a late 18th to early 19th century instrument complete with a keyboard. The use of the psalter would eventually decline as composers such as Haydn, Mozart, and a youthful Beethoven found it a more effective tool for composing. With modernity, the hammered dulcimer was never lost at sea, and in fact, in addition to its steady traditional music-making role today, landed in contemporary ensembles, who find its unmatched sound unique as a lead instrument. For more than 20 cultures around the world, the distinctive sound of the hammered dulcimer pays tribute as one of the most important forerunners to the eventual introduction of the piano as we know it today. And because the piano also uses hammers that strike strings, it, like its forerunners, live in the categorical family of percussive instruments. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.